to the next corner of the program. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, by the way, is what it's called. Dudley Steffen is here along with Richard McFadden and Kenneth Kessler and Roberta Fasinelli to bring you up to date on things that are going on in our world. Later on in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis has some fun with food. His recipe of the week here on Good Day.
This one he's got.
This is serious business. I want to get right down to business. Discussing the news is very, very important. So I want you to know, last weekend there was a wedding here in town. Boy attending for the first time, ever going to a wedding. After the service, his cousin asked him, "How many women can a man marry?" 16, the boy responded. His cousin was amazed that he had the answer so quickly. "How do you know that?" "Easy," the boy said. "All you have to do is add it up. Like the bishop said, four better, four worse, four richer, four poorer."
Okay. Bad. So bad.
Okay, you want another one?
Sure.
After a church service, young boy suddenly announced to his mother, "Mom, I've decided to become a minister when I grow up." Mother said, "That's okay with us. How about telling us why you decided that?" "Well," said the boy, "I have to go to church on Sunday anyway, and I figure it'll be more fun to stand up and yell than to sit down and listen."
That's my son.
Is that better?
A little bit.
A boy was watching his father, a pastor, write a sermon. "How do you know what to say?" he said. "God tells me," said his father. "Oh, then why do you keep crossing things out?"
Stop right there.
All right, that okay?
You're done, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's 9 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Things that you need to know, people discussing in general. There's been a lot of violence in our country this past week. And we've talked a lot about it, and I don't know that it makes the situation better, but it's something that people have talked about. There's a lot of discussion in Washington about whether we're going to go broke. This is a joke, actually. If we don't pass the budget, what do they call it, the debt limit? We got to get it up.
The debt ceiling.
Yeah. We're going to go broke. Oh, really? I didn't notice that we weren't. Did you?
I got news for you. We are.
Well, but that doesn't seem to... Are we really, or are we just saying that? Are we really... We're just heavily in debt. 40 cents out of every dollar goes to pay for the debt. So we are in some circumstance. I mean, how much of your life... Let's say you make $100,000 a year. Do you pay $40,000 a year to pay off your debt? I bet you do. If you have a mortgage, you got a car payment.
Yeah.
You buy things in the store. Use your credit card. Put it on hold. I bet you could come up with 40 cents on the dollar that you're spending to pay your debts.
Well, let's see here. The United States,
but is it interest on the debt? That's the question.
Right. The United States GDP for 2012 was $15.68 trillion.
Yeah.
The debt right now is at $16.75 trillion.
I thought it was right at the bump limit. You sure that's the right number? I think it's 16.999 trillion.
The national debt, I think it was 16. Let me see. I just did it right here a minute ago. So
the Pope has said in the last couple of days, in a pretty candid interview, he's gotten a lot of press. He wants to focus on social justice rather than gay marriage, rather than abortion, rather than contraception. Good for him. Bully for you, Pope. How do you refer to the Pope? You don't go up and say, "Hi, Pope."
Your Holiness.
Yeah. You call him Your Holiness. Mm-hmm. That's what people sometimes have said that to me.
Yes. They're talking about the holes in your head, though.
Oh, yeah. Is that so?
Your spiritual side.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. How do you know?
Yeah, Your Holiness.
All right. In Europe, there's a big problem.
What's that?
A new culinary craze has caused the population of sea bass to drop by 32% since 2009. I want to know how they take a census of sea bass. How do they know there are 32% fewer sea bass now than there were 4 years ago?
I think they go by what they're able to catch.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I don't think they count all the fish in the sea.
I wonder, yeah. I wonder, how do you know how many fish there are in the sea? Ask any mermaid you happen to see.
How many chickens are in the sea?
How do you know they're wrong?
How do you know?
Maybe it's 33%.
Right.
How do you
Last year, Britain dished out 48 million meals made out of sea bass.
48 million. What are they doing with it? Is it just fish on a plate? Or are they doing? It's always the. I live on the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
Near the Chesapeake Bay here in the Mid-Atlantic area, and we always have this same problem with crabs, blue crabs,
really,
oysters, and rockfish,
mm-hmm.
and there always is some kind of thing. And I always wonder how do you know? And it, obviously, when we go to buy crabs. It's $100 a bushel we just bought last week. So that's
but lobster, by the way, on the other hand, is in plentiful supply this year, and the price of lobster is at a low.
Really?
It's really lower than it has been for years and years and years.
A few months ago, crabs were at like $175. For Maryland blue crabs, $175 a bushel.
Notice Roberta's saying nothing, which is probably a bonus.
I don't know anything about the price of crabs.
A big fine levied this past week against J.P. Morgan Chase, and it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of guys.
Uh-huh.
As it happened, even they're worse than Goldman Sachs, if you can imagine it. No big whoop for them, though. It was only $920 million.
Write the check.
They have this year, by the way, boys and girls, at J.P. Morgan Chase, $100 billion in revenue. So they're going to fork over $920 million in fines
lunch
to settle
money.
Liability. What?
Lunch money.
Well, it's 1%, isn't it? Well, $920 million is less than 1% of $100 billion, which is what they're doing. This is to pay the liabilities over how they screwed people in a derivatives trading loss. So the feds get involved. People lost $6 billion. They're only going to be fined $920 million. Where do you think the rest of the $6 billion is?
And let me tell you what. The people who lost the money will never see any of that $900 million.
No, the lawyers will get money.
Right. The lawyers and the government will take it all.
Right. The guy who runs J.C. Morgan Chase says, we've accepted responsibility and acknowledge our mistakes.
Whatever.
We've learned from them. And so we hope this payment will fix the problems with people who have been hurt by our policies.
I'd like to buy you a beer, sir, and then knock you off of your stool.
Yeah.
And then spill your beer on your head.
These people are unbelievable.
You know what scares me about that story?
No.
That one company in this country is responsible for $100 billion worth of revenue.
Yep. In one year.
That one company.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the spread it out kind of guy. And I'm a true capitalist.
Yeah.
But when you have one company responsible for that,
what's happened is we've got
force it.
Unbridled capitalism has replaced what entrepreneurship was all about. That's the difference. There's a whole big difference. Capitalism is represented best by entrepreneurialism, the stuff that we sponsor and we promote by our Dream Big America contest every week. That's really the heart and soul of
I love
business.
That stuff.
Yeah.
The guy who invented, what was the guy, the winner this week?
The winner is phone soap.
Mm.
Got a plug-in thing, you get rid of all the viruses and whatever other things may be in your phone.
It's a case for your cell phone that at night when you charge it, it deionizes the germs.
It's all about
And
germs.
In the morning you wake up with not only a charged cell phone, but a clean one,
uh-huh.
A de-germed cell
Very
phone.
Cool.
Yep. How awesome is that?
It is awesome. Tony Blair's daughter was held at gunpoint in central London during an attempted robbery. They didn't know it was her. They just wanted to rob her.
Huh.
She was walking, Catherine Blair, walking with her boyfriend and a group of friends when two male suspects with a gun approached them.
No security?
No security.
Surprise.
Yep. Well, I mean, he's now just a lawyer. Not just a lawyer, but...
Wow, but when you're a former president, your kids still get service here.
Yes.
One would think.
Right. Yeah. Well...
Especially the way they feel about him over there.
Yeah. The big winner this week in Powerball, somebody in one of the southern states again, South Carolinian, $400 million jackpot, Why is there no winner in the Northeast? When's the last time you heard a winner from Seattle, Jersey. Washington?
There's somebody from Jersey.
Jersey, not the Northeast.
I remember a guy winning last year from Nebraska or Omaha.
But that's, I'm telling you, that's what it is. It's the South of these jerkwater towns in the middle of nowhere.
Jerkwater
towns.
I like that earlier when I used it.
Jerk.
You're going to make a lot of friends with that.
Roberta. That's what I want, is advice on how to make friends from Roberta Fasanelli. That's a book with a lot of blank pages in it.
The New Yorker says.
All right.
Hey, yo.
All right.
Yo.
All right. Yo, heave ho. 18 past the hour. You're listening to the information filled, the information loaded Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
La, la, la. Let's dance, everybody.
Ready to dance?
Dance.
Let's go.
Dance. Dance.
Shake your groove thing.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasinelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, good day. Yes, it's true.
Favorite Huey Lewis song was number one during this week in 1986. Yep. Stuck With You. The song was from the multi-platinum album Four. It was at number one for 3 weeks. I'm stuck with you, Roberta. Seems I can't do anything about it. Crank it up, Richie. At the time when the lyrics were coming back in, we could talk over this, but don't have to. Here we go. Never took doubt seriously.
We've had our ins and outs.
Ins and outs.
But that's the way it's supposed to be.
Somebody explain it to me like that. How many people have given up before they ought to give up? That happens a lot, doesn't it? Really and truly. You get the right combination of people and the right juices are flowing. You got to protect that as much as you can. That's kind of what the song is all about. So, congratulations to Huey Lewis and the news.
I'm kind of shocked that you actually have a favorite Huey Lewis song.
Why? Why?
I don't know. He's a good talent. He's a great talent.
Yeah.
I've seen him in concert twice.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Town officials in Gilbertville, say it again, Doug. Gilbertville, Pennsylvania, have fired the police chief. He posted online videos of himself shooting automatic weapons, going on a profanity-laced tirade about liberals and the Second Amendment. Obviously, this guy is a genius. His name is Mark Kessler. No relation.
No relation.
Yeah.
Sure, you say that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Say it quickly.
Uh-huh. By the way, this is a big town. The chief is the only full-time member of the police force.
Really?
And apparently spends all his free time with the gun rights groups and organizing an armed militia, despite insisting he was simply exercising his constitutional rights. In the video,
that's true.
The town says, "That's fine. We're exercising ours. You're fired." He said, "I knew it was coming." Anyway, they had a closed-door disciplinary hearing about this fellow. I'm guessing you can probably see this if you're of a mind. If you go to Mark Kessler. Would you go to YouTube?
And just search YouTube.
Yeah, you'll find him. And you'll easily see how it is that they came to the conclusion that they came to.
Pretty sure I can't get away with that on the air here.
So. No, probably not.
No. He says lots of bad words.
Yeah, he does. Right. Yeah.
We don't like those.
All right. The this is something that is phenomenal. You talk about making money, the Powerball, all that other stuff. This is a license to print money. The Grand Theft Auto 5. When did this come out?
I think a few days ago.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
800 million in sales already.
Wow.
1 week, 800 million
and
in
sales.
And
it's so violent.
Well, that's the point. And that was what I was saying earlier in the discussion about Mr. What's-His-Face who shot up the Washington Navy Yard. The discussion has come up about mental problems, about gun control, but nowhere have I seen and or heard yet other than here the discussion of all these violent videos and whether this guy watched them or not and what they did to fry his brain. Mm. And then we've got all this money spent on these, there's another one, Black Ops 2 brought in $500 million in its first 24 hours on sale at 8,300 stores. They opened up at midnight.
Yeah, my son wants these games.
Oh, yeah, God, don't let him have it. Richie, please, please don't let him have it.
Ain't having him, dude. They're nine.
Yeah. Well, even when he's 19.
Yeah.
Not to have him.
Well,
28 after the hour, Chef Lurie in the next half hour here on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Clogged fuel injection systems cause poor performance. Fact. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injectors, like tiny water pistols, squirt precise amounts of gasoline into each engine cylinder. But when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. Solution? A fuel injector cleaner, like Royal Purple Max Clean, that penetrates the built-up residue and opens the spray passageway, so full doses of fuel can enter the engine's combustion chamber. When choosing products that enhance the performance of your vehicle, consider Royal Purple Max Clean. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up your Royal Purple Max Clean today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Yourself today. As a matter of fact, I hope you love yourself today. It's very important. And a good way to get yourself happy is to realize that you must love yourself and like yourself before you can really love and or like anybody else. Words of wisdom, I hope, from Doug and the Good Day Gang. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden here. The story about this woman who, remember this from earlier this year, a woman sent her three-year-old son named Jihad to school in a T-shirt marked Jihad, born September 11th, 2011, I am a bomb, 2001. It says, I am a bomb on it. Three-year-old kid goes to school. And the woman is fined, given suspended sentence by a French court today. What
I mean, you wonder what goes going through people's minds.
What do people
think? I mean, quite honestly.
Think. Yep. All right, Roberta, would you like to help us understand what a messy desk says about us? What is it if you have a, and what is it, how would we define messy? Does it mean papers are all over the place or there's lots of dust and dirt around?
I think it's papers, a lot of stuff all over the place.
Really?
Well, I have a sign in my office that says, creative minds are seldom tidy. And they found a direct correlation, Doug, between I was thinking about you, because if anybody ever looked at your workspace.
Right. I have lots of stuff piled up all over the place that I use. I know where it all is, and I turn around and reach for it when I need it, and it's right there.
But anybody walking in there will go, how do you find anything in this
mess?
Yep,
that's exactly what everybody says. Yep. Exactly.
But they have found that people who have very immaculate offices and immaculate desks tend to be people who are very fastidious in other parts of their lives. In other words,
boring.
They have schedules. They work out on a regular basis. They're very conscientious about all of the things that they do. But then they did some tests on folks where they had to think creatively, and they found that people that are in a more messy environment tend to be far more creative than people who are in a fastidious environment. So I guess it depends on what you're looking for. If you want somebody who's going to be, you know, very fastidious in what they do, maybe like a number cruncher or something like that,
right?
Well, then you want them to have a pristine office. But if you want someone who thinks a little bit out of the box, you know, like a good accountant should, you want someone that has a messier office. It was a very interesting study.
Yep. Very interesting news. Roberta Fasanelli here on Good Day. In a moment, we have Chef Louie coming up. Richie has a piece of audio that he's had to edit from the previously mentioned police chief in Gilberton, Pennsylvania. I don't know how close you are to this, Richie. Mark Kessler is
his name.
Oh,
it's going to take another minute.
It is, okay. He's trying, he has to get out of it what you can't play on the radio. And in the meantime, those of you who are wondering about the weather, because we've had pretty good weather other than in the Colorado and up and down the I-25 corridor, country's been pretty good this past month or so. And a lot of times by this point in the season, there would be a hurricane or two to report on. Nothing. Is a tropical storm that is brewing. It's sort of weak, but it's heading toward Mexico again. That's where all the hurricanes have gone, toward Mexico on the Atlantic side. Over on the Pacific side, there is a super huge typhoon named Usagi, which is nearing Taiwan and the Philippines, areas around Manila. And south of there, I wonder how our friends in Guam are. They got to have some impact from this as it rolls across the Pacific. Strongest storm on the planet so far this year is in the western Pacific. Winds at 260 kilometers, which is about 162 miles an hour. The typhoon forecast to plow through Taiwan and the Philippines early tomorrow, which is probably about now, because it's probably early, I'm guessing, as I do the timeline. Yeah, it's early in the morning in that time zone right now. Winds, some of them are gusting up to 200 miles an hour. This is all along the South China coast, where you can watch. This is a Category 5 hurricane. And we know from that, what was it? Was it last year? When were they? It was last year we had the Category 5, right? Katrina was a 5. But wasn't there another 5 last year that hit? Does anybody remember it, Sergio? How much of this stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, Sandy was a 5. What's the matter with me? Yeah, Sandy was a 5. Right. Okay, so that's something for them to look out for. All right, to go back to what I was discussing before, this Pennsylvania town, Gilberton, fired the police chief because he made a video that was him shooting automatic weapons around and then going off on some profanity tirade about liberals. So after he was fired, he went before the cameras again. And the audio is all you can get out. And I mean, you can pretty much piece together what he, what you can't hear him say, but what he's saying. Here is this genius Mark Kessler.
Well, I guess I upset a few people the other day when I made a video. I used some profanity, and some people didn't like that. Well, I'm here to say I'm sorry. Okay? I didn't mean to upset anybody or insult anybody or hurt anyone's feelings. So please accept this as my sincere apology.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so. This boy don't roll that way. For all you people out there who cried and cried about, oh, I used profanity. You. Here's what I gotta say. If you didn't get enough the first time around, go f*** yourself and get some more.
Is that a firearm gun?
Yeah.
You get that? You get that one? Huh?
You should
now,
be
just
laughing.
In case you missed that, I have another message for you. How about that?
You want to be stopped by this guy for a traffic infraction?
We're laughing at it, but this is the kind of crazy nutbird that, you know, does crazy stuff.
What town is this again?
Wow. This is Gilberton, Pennsylvania.
Remind me not to drive through that anytime
soon.
Yeah,
you don't want to spend the night in a jail cell there.
Woo!
All right, let's pause for a moment.
So I could probably out-profane him easily.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you're a New Yorker.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, Let's get to Chef Louie in a moment here. This is Good Day at 21 before the hour.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Hi, I'm Senator Mike Lee. On October 1st, millions of Americans will have to begin enrolling in Obamacare. Many could lose their doctors and be forced to pay higher premiums and higher taxes. Obamacare is unaffordable and it's unfair. The president has exempted big businesses, but middle-class Americans will still have to comply. Republicans in Congress can stop Obamacare if they simply refuse to fund it. I'm working to lead this effort, but I need your help. Please tell Congress, don't fund Obamacare.
Please join Senator Mike Lee in the fight to stop the implementation of Obamacare. Call toll-free 1-800-460-9591 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, please call 1-800-460-9591 in the next 5 minutes to make your voice heard. This is our best chance to stop Obamacare. That number again, 1-800-460-9591. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn, if that's the case. Roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, 16 before the hour. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. The story, we'll have his Friday recipe for Monday, or Monday recipe for Friday, or his recipe that he adds to. We have this big, huge collection at DougStephan.com of Chef Louis's recipes. So you can go there anytime you want some variety. Help yourself. A lot of great stuff there. To hear the story, Louis, about the 61-year-old man from Texas who has created his own beer gut. This guy dabbles in home brewing. He went to the emergency room complaining of dizziness. Nurses ran a breathalyzer test. His blood alcohol concentration was 0.37, nearly wow. Five times the legal limit for driving. But the man doesn't drink.
So
how is that?
What happened is that the doctors are trying to figure this out.
Sesame seeds.
They thought he was a closet drinker. What they found out was that his, somehow or other, doctors discovered that his intestinal tract was working like a brewery. He had a wow. rare infection that fermented all of the starchy foods that he ate, causing him to get drunk without
lucky.
Actually drinking anything.
Oh.
How about that?
Lucky.
Huh? Why is he
yes,
lucky?
I'm
though?
Jealous.
Why?
Wow.
What are you talking
you
about?
How much money you save?
Yeah, but can you imagine how miserable his life is?
Well, if you can't turn it on and off, yeah, that would be tough.
Right. There's too much
Brewers
yeah,
yeast. What a great guy to have at Monday Night Football.
Yeah. You've heard the story about yeast and how yeast, in fact, yeast can be a real problem if you have too much of it.
I've got a friend going through with it. Yeah, it's taking his hair out. It's caused all kinds of health problems.
Right, exactly. All right, anyway, so he's on a low-carb diet now, antifungal medication, keep his alcohol levels down.
Wow.
Yep. All right, so Louis,
absolutely amazing.
You have put together a recipe today. What Louis does is focus on meals, focuses on desserts, incidental, interesting things. So you have apple butter being prepared in a crock pot. Is that what this is?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, apples, if they're not in your supermarket right now in abundance, they will be in the next week or so. And apple butter is one of those foods that as a child growing up, you know, I never realized that they sold this in stores. I thought everybody made it. You know, it was one of those revelations. I'm in a grocery store, maybe 12, 13 years old, and I see apple butter for sale. I was like, oh, I knew it would catch on.
I love apple butter.
It was something we always made. And the difference between apple butter and apple sauce, okay, apple sauce you cook for a couple hours, you know, just to break the apples down so you can mash them, and they're a nice golden color type of a mash. But apple butter, you cook for 10 to 12 hours in a crock pot.
Wow.
And it caramelizes the sugars in the apples, and you get a nice dark brown spread, and it's just fantastic. Ooh. Toast on apples. I like to use it. I cover a pork loin with it. Richie, you'll love that.
Oh, wow. You just got
cover
me.
Cover with
Sounds
a pork loin.
Fabulous.
And then put a salt cask on top of that and bake it.
So you can't do the apple butter and the pork loin at the same time. You have to do the apple butter first and then the pork loin?
Yeah, you got your pork loin, then you cover it with apple butter.
Okay.
And then cover it with a box of kosher salt mixed with egg white.
But I couldn't just all throw it in the crock pot together at the same time, because I cook a pork loin for about 6 hours.
Yeah,
anyway.
You can do that. I like it roasted like this, though, and it really comes out just super because of the salt cast.
You know, Doug,
there's an idea. Cook it right in the apple butter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Doug, is this a regional thing, Louis? I mean, Doug, do you guys have apple butter up to?
Yeah,
the
a lot
market?
Of it.
You do?
Okay. I sell it in the store.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. I love
it. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, Louis.
Oh, it's so concentrated and good.
Apple butter a la crock pot is the latest offering by Chef Louis DeAngelis. Check out his offerings, the Chef Louis part of the site, DougStephan.com, lower right-hand corner. Click on Chef Louis's picture, and it'll be Yummyville for you.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10%, 15%, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
On Capitol Hill, we've been down this road before. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, a Republican bill that will extend government funding and strip funding from the health care reform law is coming to a vote today in the House. A shutdown looms as the government runs out of money September 30th without a bipartisan deal to extend funding. Republican House Speaker John Boehner said Obamacare must go. Senate Democratic leaders say they will not go along with any measure that defunds the health care law. Additionally, Speaker Boehner said any increase in the debt ceiling will not be passed without additional budget cuts.
Republicans have no interest in defaulting on our debt. None. We just want to find a way to pay it off. And that's why the House will act on a plan that will reduce the deficit and includes pro-growth economic reforms.
And here's what the White House is saying. Spokesman Jay Carney was asked if President Obama is willing to compromise with congressional Republicans on spending and budgets.
On the matter of the debt ceiling, the answer is no. We will not negotiate over Congress's responsibility to pay the bills that Congress incurred.
The nation's borrowing authority will be exceeded sometime next month, which means another increase in the debt limit is needed. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow fell 40 points to 15,636. NASDAQ with a 6-point gain. S&P slipped 3 points. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United Nations Security Council must be ready to act against Syria. During a State Department briefing yesterday, Secretary Kerry said all the evidence collected strengthens the White House claim that Syria's government used sarin gas against its own people last month. Price of a stamp could be going up again. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe said his agency may need a rate increase to stay in business. Speaking at a Senate hearing yesterday, Donahoe said the Postal Service is approaching next month with only 5 days cash on hand. The Postal Service cannot raise prices beyond the rate of inflation without getting regulatory approval. If you are an Apple user and iPhone fanatic, you no doubt are aware the iPhone 5S and 5C hit the shelves today. The new version of the popular smartphone offers plenty of new technical features, including a fingerprint scanner and improved camera. The 5C is a somewhat stripped-down version that will go for as little as $99. The 5S starts at $199. Analysts are predicting Apple will sell 5 to 8 million iPhones this weekend. Closing notes. First, commuters in the Washington, D.C. area are being urged to leave their cars at home. It's an annual effort called Car Free Day, taking place today and again tomorrow and on Sunday, too. Commuter Connections Director Nick Rampho says there are lots of benefits to leaving the car at home.
Definite benefits in terms of, you know, the walk-bike aspect. There's health benefits associated with that. Even if you can't bicycle all the way in, perhaps you could bicycle to a transit stop.
And in the D.C. area, there will be plenty of people taking a train or bus today, or carpooling, vanpooling, walking, or biking. Although, to be honest, when it comes to biking to work, it's a whole lot easier if your office is downhill from your house. That's when pedaling gives way to gliding. That's the pleasant sound of gliding. Finally, in case you missed it, yesterday was International Talk Like a Pirate Day, the brainchild of a couple of guys in Oregon who started this years ago, and it has really caught on. Here are some folks who became pirates for a day yesterday.
Arr, matey, I'd be talking like this, I will, arr. I'll be arguing with all of my co-workers.
Arr, mateys, I'm going to make you walk the plank. Make everyone walk the plank.
Yarr, for today I'm going to be a nice pirate and put my pillaging aside.
Aye, matey, I think I'm going to celebrate by finding the best rum I can.
I don't believe that last pirate made it to work today. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.